And I'm Pat Batchelor with news from WDET at 7:31. Asian grass carp have been found in the Maumee River near downtown Toledo. It's the first time the invasive species has been identified in larval form in the Great Lakes watershed. Christine Meyer is a professor of environmental sciences at the University of Toledo. She was part of the research team that captured the sample in June. Meyer says the Asian grass carp is different from its more invasive cousins.
They're related, and their reproductive biology is similar. So what we learn about grass carp spawning is useful to any of the other Asian carp species. But none of those are in the Great Lakes. The grass carp is the only one.
Meyer says grass carp, which feed on aquatic plants, have been found since the 1980s in the Sandusky River, but never in large numbers. And I'm Pat Batchelor with news from WDET at 5:31. One of the four fish species known as Asian carp has been identified in the Great Lakes watershed for the first time. Christine Meyer is a professor of environmental sciences at the University of Toledo. She was part of the research team that captured Asian grass carp larvae in the Maumee River near downtown Toledo in June. Meyer says the discovery is a good thing.
Finding them is actually very positive because it's more information about the behavior of the fish and where we might look in the future to catch adults that are, you know, heading to spawning grounds or who are at spawning grounds and remove those fish from the lake.
Meyer says Asian grass carp are an invasive fish related to the silver and bighead carp that infested the Mississippi River. She says learning about grass carp spawning is useful for preventing the other more destructive species from entering the Great Lakes.